joined in Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Jennifer Ennis talking about things going on at Elder Care. And I looked at the calendar and I said, okay, now we're really still in the first full week of April, but that means Mother Day is coming around 5 or 6 weeks from now. Good morning.
Good morning. I know. Can we believe that it is April already? It feels like this first part of the year has gone significantly fast.
Yeah, it should only be about Valentine's Day, and as far as, anyway, that's not where it is. So
I know, but yes, we're very excited. It's starting to get much more real, and we're picking up speed a little bit on getting our auction items, and people are starting to purchase tables, and so now is a great time. Our tickets are on sale for the event, and if you're looking to purchase a table of 8 so you kind of get your name on it and you know exactly where you're sitting, those are available. Or if you're looking more to purchase individual tickets, those are also available now. The best way to do it, if you'd like to do it online, is to go onto our website. It's eldercarebbq.org, and you can purchase as many tickets as you want online. And so you can just put in your credit card information. You can register all your guests right there to provide their names. You can look at the directions. You can do it all right there. If that's you and you're tech savvy and you just want to get it done, you can just go to that website and purchase tickets now, or come by Elder Care at some point and get a paper ticket if that's better for you.
Paper tickets are sometimes still good. It's good, yeah. I know sooner or later, I'll bet 5 years from now, not only will you be able to register online, but you can already start the bidding for the silent auction items. It's just going to get that way.
Yeah, I mean, auctions are, fundraising, auctions, anything. It's all changing. You know, the way you bank now is totally different than how you may have personally banked a couple years ago. So each year we are striving to make the event better for everyone. We want people to come out and enjoy time and want to make it an ease of it. And so we were thinking, buying tickets online, that's a convenient thing for some people. They don't have to worry about sending in a check in the mail or calling to do it on the phone. They can just sit on their couch and open up their phone or their laptop and purchase tickets right there and be done with it. And so we just want to make it easier, and especially since, some people come from out of Bartlesville. Oh, and so those people will no longer have to maybe go through the hassle of trying to figure it out when they can just go online. So.
Exactly. And you just recently, I say recently, within the past 6 weeks to 2 months, had that class with the National Honor Society students out there helping seniors with their technology. And it changes from year to year. You're right. It's just one more step in the process. So.
Absolutely. Technology moves, I think, faster than just time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're surprised that it's April, but I'm not, technology is moving faster than that.
Yeah, so it's literally at the speed of light. So it's all good. And, the good, the bad, and the barbecue, I'm trying to remember, this has got to be like your 18th, 19th year, somewhere
along. I want to say it's year 19.
Yeah.
We have been doing this for quite a while. We've been so blessed to be out at the Mullendore's Crossbell Ranch for quite a few years now. That's where it's going to be held again this year. We'll be out there.
And I think that's just a great thing to say about the relationship between Elder Care and the Mullendore family. They could have, with the death in the family, have easily said, hey, it's been a great run. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but we're going to be out there. We're very excited. It's so beautiful. If you've never been to the Mullendore Ranch, this is the year to go out. They've done some redoing of the area out there, so there's lots of stuff. One thing I do want to point out, and we'll talk about this probably a lot as we get much closer, is that there is some construction on the way out to the ranch this year. And so if you've been out there before, it's not going to necessarily be the same routes that you've taken before.
Don't get tied into that route and speeding down the road as fast as you think you can, because, it's going to be different this year.
It is going to be different. And so we've already gone out, and I think we've driven out there quite a few times now. We've kind of mapped out, what's the best route to kind of avoid that construction area. And so on the back of the paper ticket.
I was going to say, on the back of the ticket, you have historically had a map out there for those that, it's my first time. Where in the world am I going?
Exactly. So this year we're going to have written instructions out that are a little bit more clear. We're going to have signs out that have arrows to kind of help you guide that construction area on our, again, on that eldercarebbq.org website. You can click on a map there and you can read the directions, whether that's coming from the south or the north. We've got directions for both, depending on which way you're going. So just be mindful. We're going to start talking about that it's not the same route, because you're going to have to avoid part of Highway 10. And so we have figured out what is the best way to go in order to be safe, and We're going to hopefully help you get out there. And then, you know, you might even know a different route. And if you do, great, take that one. But we do have different kind of a rerouted instructions this year. So be on the lookout for those. We're going to talk about them a lot because we don't want anybody getting lost going to or from.
Well, it's such a fun fundraiser for elder care. And it's nice when you put the word fun in fundraising because it's a great evening for people. They want to get out there, have a great time, just to be out in rural Oklahoma and have a great time on the ranch. You've always had great musical entertainment, and of course, it's a good barbecue dinner too. So, what else is there? Yeah.
Well, absolutely, and that's what I love. You know, it's very casual. A lot of people come out in jeans and boots and a shirt. You know, you're outside, so we don't necessarily want you to come out in, you know, a suit or anything because you're not going to be comfortable. You may get a little grass or dirt everywhere, so it's a kind of a casual feel to it. And the entertainment's great. This year, we're having Gypsy Twang back with us to provide dinner music, dancing music, all of that. But we are excited to welcome back Les Gilman as a guest. Special musical guest with Gypsy Twang. So, you know, he performed for many, many years.
Well, the Oklahoma
for us.
Balladeer always is a great part of Oklahoma entertainment. Whenever you get a chance to listen to his music, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. So he's going to partner up with Gypsy Twang, and I just think that's going to make for one fun night.
Yeah, get your tickets early because this one, okay, there's always a possibility of adding another section to the tent, although I don't know where you'd put it, but you can do that. But again, get your tickets early so you get a good location.
Absolutely, and if you know that you're going to be bringing 6, 7, 8 friends with you, reserve a table. Get your name on the table. That way you know exactly where it is. General seating is always available, but a reserve table seems to be the way to go if you know you're going to be coming with quite a few people. But if you're just coming, you and your spouse, or maybe just a couple friends, purchase individual tickets, come out. If you're a local business and you have a silent auction item or a live auction item you think would work great and want to partner with us for this fundraiser, we'd love to hear from you and go from there. We're still in the process of collecting those items for our auction. We always try and get an assortment of items out there so that everyone can find something.
Well, and this, you know, on the live auction items, and I don't know what, you know, you probably don't know what's going to be out there yet, but they're always something special, whether it's a special piece of jewelry from one of our local jewelers or, you know, a ski trip, a golf trip, whatever it might be, a dinner for you and 49 of your closest friends. Well, they're all great items. You know?
Yeah, and we try and vary every year, and we try to say, hey, you know, what's unique? What experience can we offer? Who can we partner with so you get to know more people in our community? And so we work on that. And I'm hoping, you know, next month when I come in, it's going to be just days really before the barbecue. And by then, I want to highlight some of those live auction items and silent auction items we have. So you'll want to tune in next month if you're kind of wanting to preview of what we have out there. That is going to be the time to get it. So.
That's for sure. We're going to take a break and continue our time and see what else is going on that you can benefit from on elder care when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, spending a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis and talking about elder care. Get your tickets for the barbecue, the good, the bad, and the barbecue. And you can probably get there through the elder care website, but just go to the special website, and that is eldercarebbq.com.
.com.org. We got both, we will reroute you to either one. But there is a link at the bottom of our abouteldercare.org page, too. Mm-hmm. We want you to be able to find it pretty quickly. It's on our Facebook page, so you can do that. You know, we're talking about this fundraiser because it's exciting, it's fun, we always have a good time, but the reason we have it is to support our programs.
Yep.
And it's the one we have a year that we go out and we are really big in the community for that. You know, the rest of the year is a lot of private donors and grants and lots of different ways that we are funded. But it's important to realize if you're going to come out to the barbecue, you know, what does that ticket money go to? What does those auction items go to?
What in the world goes with all those dollars anyway?
Exactly. Yeah. Why would I come out and support this, you know?
Because it's a good local thing to do. It's fun.
It is a good local thing to do. But, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar or those of you who probably listen to me quite a bit, it supports 14 different programs out at Elder Care, from smaller programs you may not realize, like our Cool Room Project or our Medical Equipment Project, caregiver support groups and Parkinson's support groups, to, you know, helping fund some of our larger programs like Brighter Living Companion Services, where individuals can come out to the home and help with light housekeeping, and they can help with transportation and errands, and really right now it's spring cleaning time. So
who doesn't need
someone
help with spring
to come
cleaning?
Dust and open the windows and do those things. You know, Brighter Living can help with that. And it also really goes to support Daybreak, and that's kind of one of our key and core programs, where individuals come out to our adult day health center and they socialize throughout the day and they play games and they have nutritious meals and snacks. But, you know, one thing we have kind of trying to let everyone, you know, understand a little bit more about Daybreak is that it's really programming focused on person-centered activities. So we want to get to know our participants. So when Daybreak people come and they're spending the day with us, we're taking the time to know, what's your hobby? What do you like? What do you dislike? What are your strengths? And we make sure that our activities kind of focus on those things. We don't want you to feel bad if you can't participate in something. We want to only increase your health and increase how much you love being there. And so a lot of people think, well, it's a cookie cutter program. It's absolutely not a cookie cutter program. We really know our participants.
Yeah, but maybe you've got some good cookies for them every once in a while. You know?
Well, yeah, and we bake cookies in the kitchen, that's for sure. And then some days you may come in and think, well, you know, it's bingo. You do that every well, that's because everyone loves bingo, and we know that. If everyone started to not like bingo, we would not be doing that anymore. The core of that is to build real relationships, whether that relationship is an employee with a participant or whether it's participant getting to know friends there. And so we want people to know that real relationships, those deep, meaningful ones, they make a significant difference in your life.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you may not have as many of those, whether that's just through people pass away or whether it's from your children have moved because they're pursuing their own families and their own careers and you're so proud of them, but those relationships aren't as steady.
A few more miles between families than what there used to be.
Exactly. And so we want you to build a real relationship, and that's kind of a key point in process of Daybreak. So we're always just letting people know that's something you support. You support people getting to know other people and feeling better about themselves and healthier and stronger and mentally engaged and physically engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it supports other programs like our Golden Opportunities program and our Power Moves. We're so proud of our Power Moves class. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it's something that we don't mention a lot. You know?
We don't. It's because it's relatively new, and so not a lot of people know about it. But in January of 2016, so it's really just been about a year, we started what's called Power Moves. It's known for Parkinson's Wellness Recovery, and it's a specific program that was made to help individuals with Parkinson's disease take control and feel empowered to get active, to understand that there might be some limitations, but by staying active and mobile and flexible, some of those more physical symptoms of Parkinson's don't have to hold you back. And so this Power Moves class is a time-focused, kind of intense exercise class. You go through a little bit of physical therapy beforehand to make sure you're steady and you're stable. And then after that, you're challenged 2 times a week to be vigorous in your physical activity to kind of take control of those symptoms. Mm-hmm. And it's really a wonderful program, and it's kind of a pilot for us. And actually, after this year, the Leading Age of Oklahoma named Power Move's Best Practices of Oklahoma.
Congratulations.
I mean, it's wonderful to think that we've done so well in this beginning part, and we see it grow, and we...
Well, I mean, once you win the one award, what else is there? You got to keep doing something, you know?
You know, we are still very proud of that, absolutely. So if you are a person with Parkinson's disease, and you are ready to kind of, you feel like maybe you're slipping down a little bit, and you're not as active as you used to be, or you just want to stay on top of it, this mm-hmm. is a great program for you. It really empowers you to take control of what you can right now, and so that it doesn't progress as far.
Yeah.
And if you are a Parkinson's patient and you need support, we also offer a Parkinson's support group the third Thursday of every month. So that would be April 20th.
Okay.
This month it starts at 5 o'clock, and it's a wonderful time to come in and talk with others who may be suffering or your caregiver, and caregivers are welcome. And you come in and you talk together about the difficulties that this can present in your life.
Oh, sure. And there's at least, I think, recently some more celebrities that are kind of making their Parkinson's condition known. Michael J. Fox probably among the first, but Linda Ronstadt and some of the others that are, you know, putting a public face to it. It's nice to see that, you know, you're just like them. You know, so it's good.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, you get a diagnosis. It's like any illness. You get a diagnosis and it doesn't have to. It's not the end of everything. And you may come up with challenges, and it's all about your will to combat those and feel empowered to kind of work with your team, mm-hmm. you know, medical team, physical therapist team, whatever it is for that situation, and move forward. And we kind of feel like that for a lot of parts when you're aging at elder care. You don't have to be content with not being able to walk or not having as many friends or not understanding your Medicare Part D. You don't have to be content with those things. We're here to help. We're here to give you support and to help you find resources and to help you be a better you, to feel like, hey, aging's not so bad because I got a community support with me. I got friends here who understand this hurts and that's okay. And, you know, a community that says, hey, if you're going to have knee surgery and you need a walker, hey, we'll loan you one for free because we don't want you to have to buy one if you,
exactly.
if you,
you
don't
know,
need
and
it.
Particularly if you're only going to need it for, you know, I don't care, 6 weeks, 4 months, whatever it might be, you know, that's okay. You know, but you also have got the other services there for balance screening, for sometimes you do hearing or vision screenings. You've got a physician. You've got the physical therapy team that's ready to say, what do you need? How can we help?
Exactly. I mean, we try to be a one-stop shop if we can. If you're looking for a primary care physician, Dr. Gerald's taking new patients. If you need outpatient physical therapy, we have a wonderful staff that can go and from vertigo to balance issues to just needing more strength to recovery after a surgery, whatever it is, you know, we can help with that. To also, maybe you're newly retired or you've been retired for a while and you are still feeling like I need to get out and do things. I need to learn things. I want to keep my brain engaged. I want to see new things. Then you join Golden Opportunities and you come and you do a day trip with me.
You say you got a new brochure that just came out a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
I did. In part of March, we had our new spring brochure come out. And so now we've got a couple trips coming up, and this goes all the way through June. So our first one's actually Monday. So unfortunately, you kind of missed the boat there, but we're going to go out to Jinx Aquarium.
We can probably find some pictures of what happened.
Absolutely. But we do have a class April 20th. That's going to be a painting class. It's an instructor-led painting class. It's going to be from 3:30 to 5. We'll have hot tea and tasty bites. It will be real fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. May, we're going out to Caney to the Safari Zoo. We're going to check it out there.
Yeah.
We're going to do a genealogy class. Come June, our old-time favorite, the Amish dinner, is back. we'll be going out June 13th. So if you love some good home-cooked meals, you can join us. 40 people means we get to take a motor coach, and we're already halfway there. So come with us, and we're going to stop by the Amish Cheese House, do a little shopping, get our fill of Amish food, and then on your hour-and-a-half drive back from Shoto, you'll probably sleep in the motor coach.
Sleep it off,
And then a Philippine cooking class, actually, this quarter. So lots of stuff to do, or if you don't want to get involved that way, we've got Bunko for ladies, or we're meeting every couple months just for lunch somewhere here in town and saying, hey.
Check it out, the Golden Opportunities Program, and you can pick up a brochure at Elder Care.
Absolutely. Or stop by our open house May 1st at 10 a.m. and take a tour and pick it all up.
Get your tickets for the good, the bad, and the barbecue. We'll see you out there. That's Saturday of Mother's Day weekend, and that's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott.